the president never gets everything he asks for, certainly won't get it this time, and he has a more contentious Congress, at least in the House, to deal with. So it's going to be very interesting. And as you keep pointing out, we're still running on a continuing resolution. I mean, we haven't taken care of the royal we. They haven't taken care of business from last year.
And a lot of folks watching what happens with the continuing resolution for an indication about what might happen in 2012, in fiscal 2012.
Yeah, you know, there's no reason to believe that we won't finish this one up at a continuing resolution and start the 2012 fiscal year and have it running into continuing resolutions. I don't know exactly what it is. It seemed like last year the lame duck Congress was overly preoccupied with politics, and I know that seems like an oxymoron.
I'm shocked by that.
But it just seemed like they were never here. They were taking, what do they call them, back home district breaks or something, anything but a vacation. But it seemed like they were away all the time, and it couldn't put together 10 or 15 days of sustained work.
On the pay issues, and I've seen some discussion back and forth, some people saying this really shows that it's just a two-year pay freeze, that this doesn't mean a potential of a five-year pay freeze. I didn't see that or hear that at all. And in fact, to me, it seems like the administration was very much leaving options open on pay and benefit issues.
Oh, I think absolutely. And whether the administration wants it or not, and there's no indication they do. Their bipartisan commission, as you remember, recommended a three-year freeze. President Obama really modified it with a two-year freeze, and Congress went along. But no, I don't think that means anything. It just means it wasn't addressed. But I don't think that means a thing. A lot could happen, you know, over the next 5 years. They could vote a five-year freeze and then rescind it, you know, and say that the economy is good. That has happened before.
Yeah. You've been watching this stuff for a long time. Do you ever – I don't ever remember a time when everything seems to be on the table right now. There are – it just seems to me there are no sacred cows anymore, and even people talking about Medicare, Social Security, in some form or fashion, just everything seems to be – under discussion in some way, shape, or form.
I think on the table may mean just that, though, that it may be on the table. They may say, okay, we're spending too much on Medicare. We need to save it and then never touch it again.
Yep.
And Social Security is going to be broke at X date unless we do something, and then not touch it again. So I guess it's safe to say that it's on the table, it's up for discussion, but I don't think there's anything serious going to be done about it.
And it does make these times very difficult, particularly if you're in those quote-unquote discretionary budgets, IRS. They're big cuts. They're still going to be expected to do everything they were doing before. But they're going to have to do it with a lot less money.
Post had a very good chart today on their federal page, and we had a good one as well on our homepage. But when you look at what's, I guess you'd call entitlements,
right,
you know, the Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, that's well over half the budget. Yeah. And everything else, including two wars, the regular defense establishment, everything else is sort of minuscule compared to that. And yet these things are the sacred cows of the budget. So when you're talking about cutting, you're talking about a fairly small portion of the budget. Take a look at IRS. We have a lot of listeners and readers from the IRS. It's a key player. It's one of Uncle Sam's few money-making operations.
Exactly.
Colleen said that for every dollar the IRS spends, it brings in five.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good rate of return. And the IRS is one of Uncle Sam's few money-making properties, you know. So the Republicans
IRS
want to cut it.
Yeah, and IRS also has this, and we've talked about this before, but this herky jerky where people say, you know, you're going after folks who haven't paid their taxes too aggressively, and then you're not going after them aggressively enough. It's the ultimate in people changing their mind about what they want.
And
the
it's congressional. It's a combination of micromanagement and amnesia. Because the Congress will go after the IRS, and you remember those cases where they brought on a few horror stories, and you know there are bound to be some in
right.
an agency. And so they said, okay, we're going to reform the IRS, we're going to farm out all this debt collection
right.
to tougher than junkyard dog companies and whatnot, and pay them a big chunk of the money. Was it 40%? Something like that. It didn't work. It went back to the old ways, and some of it was political, too. It's a Republican-Democratic thing. Then, after a while, somebody rediscovered that they weren't collecting the taxes. Same thing. They were abusing taxpayers, farmed it out again, didn't work.
Yeah.
And now there's usually there's a hiatus of about 3 or 4 years, maybe a change in Congress or two, and then somebody rediscovers this wheel. Then apparently that's going to happen again.
Yeah. Difficult, and it's going to be a difficult couple years for agencies.
Right. Oh, and also, not last but not least, Sean Riley and Steve Watkins from the Federal Times are going to be on, and they're going to talk about the continuing resolution. They've been following it, and I'm talking to both of them, and they say that this possibility of a five-year pay freeze and the possibility of furloughs, they're out there, they're possibilities, but that people shouldn't be panicking about this.
Right.
We want to make sure we don't fan the flames. And I'm getting a lot of emails from retirees who are worrying if the CR is going to impact their annuity. Almost certainly not, but still people are worrying about it. We've got to address it.